it's for it. How does it work? The Drashi Maya Boy Chomish. Mosai Arba Mosai Chomish. When does the Kohen Gadol get four from the Lechem upon him? And when does he get five from the Lechem upon him? So most of this, Maya Boy Chomish. L'rabonim. So more the Amri Nichnas Noitel Sheish. The Yoitzel Noitel Sheish. The Rabbonim hold that the Mishma that's coming in, they have a right to get six from the Lechem upon him. And the Mishma that's leaving now, hey Shabbos, they changed over Mishmarim, they have a right also to take six. Trashi Rabbonin, the Apollo led Rabbi Yehuda Perga Khalil. The Amr they say, Mishmar Hayotze, the Mishma that's leaving now on Shabbos, they leave, they work the whole week, now they leave, is Noito Sheish. They have a right to take six out of the Lechem upon him. They have a right to take six of them. Or Mishmar HaNichnas, the Mishma that's coming in, is also Noito Sheish. Chalos, they take six. Now, Schar HaGofas, the losos, how do we pay the people that take care of opening and closing the doors of the Beis HaMikdash? Is Lo Shoko. They don't take anything from the Lechem upon him. The Melo, Mishmar HaNichnas, Nimtza Kulam Boyes U'Machalkos. Melo, only the Mishmar that's coming in and leaving, they divide up completely the 12 from the Lechem upon him. The Kohen Gadol Cholkim Imshtayim. And the Kohen Gadol divides up both of them. O Mishnei Moser Voyi Miflug. O Machte Sholem Einem Noitil. Botze Chod Mi Palgo. Is Chomish Ashoko. Therefore only takes five. But this is the Rabbanan Shit that the Kohen Gadol does not get here. He gets less than here. Therefore out of these Yeah, from the two Mishmar, the one that left and the one that came in, each one got six. And the Kohen Gadol divided up from each one of them, he got a portion. So from one he got three, and the other one he doesn't get completely here. Therefore he only got five. So that's what the Gemara is saying now. My, our boy, Mr. Rabbonim, the Yamri, Nichnas Noito Sheish, V'yoytze Noito Sheish, Oschar HaGofes de Losois, Loi, Mishtei Masoro, they didn't get from 12 Chalis, from the Lechem Aponim. They did not have to give away two of them. For the schar, for the pay of the people who used to open and close the doors, is Mela Boy Miflig, is Boso Chodo, Mi Palgo, he takes away one from here, is Chomeshokel. Therefore, he only gets five. Notice he does not get exactly here, he gets one less than here. So here would have been six. So we don't let him get exactly here, he only gets less than that. Less than that means he gets five. So according to these Rabbonin, he gets five always, according to Godel. Mashenkin the Rebbe Yehuda, according to Rebbe Yehuda, the Yomar, Nichnas Noitel Sheva. No, the new Mishma that's coming in, they take seven from the Chlechem upon him. Shtayim v'schar ha'gofes losis. That two of these seven you have to give away for reward for the people that are opening and closing the doors. The Yaitse, what about the Mishma that's leaving now? Noitel Chomesh Meyeser. They take out Noitel Chomesh, they take out five. So really what comes out is the Mishma that's coming in and the Mishma that's leaving, they both get five apiece, and two of them go for the schar, for the payment, for the person that takes care of opening and closing the doors. So really, how much was divided up? Only 10 was divided up. So Mele Meyesa Boy Miflug. They have to divide it up between the 10. Is Mele Botze Chodo. We're going according to Rabbonin Shita, the Kohen Gadol always got a little bit less than half. He never got exactly half. So Mele, if you're only dividing up 10, so how much would be half of 10? Be five? And according to the Rabbanan Shita again, the Kohen Gadol never got half. Therefore, according to this Shita, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, according to the Rabbanan, that they only divided up 10 of the Lechem Aponim, because two of them was given for reward for the people that opened and closed the gates, so if you only divided up 10, so we can't give five to the Kohen Gadol, that would be right smack in the middle half, so we have to give him four. So that's why the Rabbanan say four and five. It depends how much of the Lechem Aponim is divided up between the two Mishmarim. Is only 10 divided up? That's according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, because 2 was taken out of the Cheshbin to give reward for the people that opened and closed the gates. So if out of these 10, the Kohen Gadol can only get 4, not 5, that's why the Rabbanan say he gets 4. And the other Shita, that he gets 5, that's going according to the Shita of the Rabbanan, that all 12 Chalas were divided up. If all 12 Chalas were divided up, then we say, how much do you get? We say, he has a right to get 5, because half would be 6. So we don't give him half, we only give him less than half, would be 5. That's how you get these two shittas according to Rabbanan. Either 4 or else 5. But Rav Ramah is another teretz. Rav Ramataya Kulu Rebbe here. Now everything goes according to Rebbe here. V'sobolak Rebbe Yehuda. And Rebbe also goes according to Rebbe Yehuda Shita. That what? According to Rebbe Yehuda Shita, how much of the lechem upon him was divided up? Only 10 of them. Because 2 of them went off for the payment for the schar hagofas of the losses. So out of these 10, the Kohen Gadol according to Rebbe Shita always got half. Therefore it says 5. So this brisa that says they got 5 comes out good according to Rabbanin, according to Rebbe. The brisa also says 4. For the Gemara Ve'elo Mayar Bo, Hochomish Bo the Mishkol. How come it says 4 and 5? How do you ever have 4? According to Rebbe Shita, you can never have less than 5. Because Rebbe says the Kohen Gadol has to get exactly here. So we always divide it up at least 10 of the lechem upon him. So the Kohen Gadol has to get at least 5. How come here it says he gets 4? So according to the Rabbanan, it's very good. The Rabbanan said the Kohen Gadol always gets 1 less than half. But if you want to say now the whole thing goes according to Rebbe, and Rebbe says the Kohen Gadol always gets half, so how could it be the Kohen Gadol only gets 4? It never comes out he gets 4. Have the Gemara Lekash, there's no stira. Ho diyiko mishmer ha-misakev, ho deleko mishmer ha-misakev. It depends if there's some people left over from the old mishmer or not. What does that mean? Iyiko mishmer ha-misakev, there's some of the mishmer that's still staying over, that's being makev, is mishmoyne boile miflug. Then we only divide up 8 chalas. That's all we're dividing up. Therefore, half of 8 is 4. That's why the Kohen Gadol gets 4, even according to Rebbe Shita. There's a case that we only divide up 8 chalas, and mainly half of that is 4. V'shokal abor. And ileka mishmer ha-masakev. If there's none of the old mishmer, we'll soon see Rashi what it means. If there's none of the old mishmer, the old kohanim from last week staying over, then nayesah boi lemiflug. Then they have to divide up the 10 chalas they divide up in half. The male of a shakal chamish, that's why the Kohen Gadol gets 5. But I tell you, it all goes according to Rebbe. For the Gemari Hochi, if this is the true, my Rebbe Yoim Liyolim Chamish. If this is true that you're saying, that even the middle part goes according to Rebbe also, that Rebbe also holds sometimes there's only 4 for the Kohen Gadol. Because sometimes you only divide up 8 from the Lechem upon him. Because when you have a Mishmer HaMasakev that was staying over, there's only 8 to divide up. So Rebbe's also masking that sometimes you only get 4 to the Kohen Gadol. How come at the end it says, Liyolim Chamish? How come it says, Rebbe says clearly, the Kohen Gadol always gets 5? That's not true. The Kohen Gadol doesn't always get 5. It's just like a kasha. It was not mashm like that. It's mashm like we said before. Havadah, the Mitzvah has to go according to the Rabbonin. That's 4 and 5 goes according to the Rabbonin Shita. And Rebbe Takolds, no, you always get 5. Let's see Rashi now. What's this case here of the Mishmer HaMisakev? Rashi Elamaya Bo. Lekasha. He's according to Rebbe Shita, how do you have to have 4? You always have to have 5. He's Lekasha. Ho diyiko mishmer ha-misakev. Trashi pomim she yomtiv chal v'sheni v'shabbos. Sometimes yomtiv comes out to be on Monday. V'yesh mishmer matim ubo me'er shabbos. Sometimes the mishmer wants to come much earlier and stay there ready Friday. O misakev ad ha-regel. And he waits until the regel. Shekola mishmeres. Boyers beregel. All the mishmarim used to come and work on the regel together. Oy pomim sometimes shemoytsoi yomtov erev Shabbos. Sometimes the last day yomtov was on a Thursday. So moytsoi Shabbos is Friday already. Via mishmaris holchas lemkaimam via erev Shabbos. Now some of the mishmar went home on erev Shabbos. V'yesh mishmar shemasakiv some. But some of them still stood over. They didn't want to go home erev Shabbos. They stayed in the Meis HaMikdash over Shabbos also. Ad Moitzoy Shabbos, until after Shabbos. Otanan, the Masech Tesukah, we learned in the Gemara and Sukkah, that Shabbos Shabbatech HaRegel. The Shabbos, that's in the middle of the Yom Tiv of Sukkah. So Pesach, Hayakola Mishmori Shavis. All the Mishmorim were to get equal there. V'chilek Lechem upon him. Everybody got a chilek and Lechem upon him. V'chein Yom Tiv HaSamach LeShabbos. Who were in the Yom Tiv that came out either right before or right after? Bein Milafuneho, whether the Shabbos is right, the Yom Tov is right before the Shabbos, Shein Nechorlem Loshur B'Shabbos Mkaimim, they can't go home to the houses on Shabbos, Beim Liachre, or else if the Yom Tov comes out right after Shabbos, Shakokachem Magdimim Lovoim Yerush Shabbos, they have to come to the Beis Midrash already Yerush Shabbos, because they want to be able to do the Avoid on the Yom Tov, which is like Sunday, so they can't travel on Sunday or be too late, so whether they travel already Friday, they come to the Beis Midrash on Friday, they stay over that Shabbos, and then on Sunday, on Yom Tov, they start to do the Avodah. Now, Meir Shabbos, so you. Kol HaMishmoris Shabbos, Bechiluk Lechem Aponim. Now, in such a case, on this Shabbos, that the Mishma were Makdimim, they came a little bit earlier, is everybody got a chelik and lechem upon him. Shrei Akorchin Shoyin Shom. All the Mishmarim had to stay there. Varei he kis Shabbos Shabbatecha Regel. Even though this is a Shabbos before Yom Tif, it has the same halacha like a Shabbos in the middle of the Regel. Hu adin chal yom echad lahatzik bintayim. What's going to be at this one day in between? Like Yom Tov comes out, either the last day was Thursday, or else the first day, let's say, is on a Monday. Oy milafneh ha'kagoyin shakolu ha'moyed b'chamishi, b'shabbos, either Yom Tov ended on Thursday, so there's still a day Friday in between. Oy miyachreho, shizkol ha'moyed b'sheni b'shabbos, or else what's going to be when Yom Tov first comes out to be on Monday? What's going to be in such a case? Then lo'hoye lehem lahaktim lovoy milafneh ha'shabbos. Then we say no. Since Yom Tov is first taker on Monday, the Mishma didn't have to come before Shabbos. They could have stayed home that Shabbos. They're not supposed to do the avodah that Shabbos. Every Shabbos has its base av that works that week. So mainly they soon to come this Shabbos. Who asked them to come? They should have first come on Sunday. Is mainly einem Shabbos. They don't have a locha to get a chilek and lechem upon him. El a mishmer ha misakev b'Shabbos. But only the Mishma stays over. Bein shu mishmer echod, bein shu mishmeres harbi. Is noito shtei chalas. Whether they're a lot or a little, they have a right to divide up two chalas. The yashar meschalkos lemishmer hayotze v'nichnas, shezmanim kfuim liyesa shabbos. And in such a case, that's what we have this case. And the case that Yom Tov comes out ended either Thursday, or else Yom Tov first starts on Monday. So then we say these new mishmarim shouldn't have come erev Shabbos to be there for Shabbos. They could have first come on Sunday. So lo yitzu, they did come on Shabbos and they're all there. Those mishmarim, they don't have an equal right to divide up the lechem upon him like everybody else does. But our co-partner, there's some type of a chalukah that two of the lechem upon him goes away for those people. Those people that came too early, or those people that stayed over in the base of Mitzvah, just stay there. This Shabbos, they have a right to divide up these two lechem upon him, go to them. So according to the Shita, two of the lechem upon him goes for the schar of the agofas adalsis, for the people that took care of closing and opening the doors. And this Shabbos now, two of them went away for the Mishmer that either came too late, stayed over, or the Mishmer came too early. So how many Chalas were left over to divide between the actual Mishmer that's leaving now and the new one coming in? Only eight. So even according to Rebbe Shita, that Rebbe says the Kohen Gadol always gets half, how much is half for? So that's why this Braisa that says sometimes the Kohen Gadol gets four of the Lechem Aponim, sometimes he gets five, both go according to Rebbe. On a regular Shabbos, the Kohen Gadol gets five, because ten are divided up, and the Kohen Gadol gets half, he gets five. But on this Shabbos, that the other Mishmarim came early, or stayed later, therefore there's only eight to be divided up on the regular ones. That's the case that Rebbe is also asking, the Kohen Gadol only gets four. So Mar Es is not a good teretz, because if Yochi, the Mitzvah to Rebbe, he, mildly Yoylem Chomish. How come Rebbe says li oylam chamish? He always says the Kohen Gadol always gets five from the lechem upon him. It's not true. If you just tell me now, Rebbe's maskim by the mishmer hamasakiv when they stayed too long or they came too early, there's a din that two of the lechem upon him, goes to those mishmer. So how many lechems are left over? Only eight to be divided up. So if there's only eight, the Kohen Gadol surely gets four. How come Rebbe says li oylam chamish? Master Rebbe doesn't know from this you say the four. That's the Gemara's kasha. Not mashma that this price goes according to Rebbe. Havada, the first part, the ration of Sefer, goes according to the Rabbonin that says the Kohen Gadol always gets less than half, either four or five, depending if all 12 was divided up, then the Kohen Gadol only gets five, or else if only 10 was divided up, then the Kohen Gadol gets four. That's the Rabbonin Shita, the Kohen Gadol always gets a little bit less, one less than half. And the Sefer at the end that says the Kohen Gadol always gets five, that goes according to Rebbe Shita. The Rebbe Shita is the Kohen Gadol always gets half. And Rebbe's holding now how many lechem upon him is divided up? 10. Two of them go for the schar of the gofas adalsus. They get two of the lechem upon him. There's only 10 left over. Therefore, Rebbe Shita is, you divide up the 10 and half, the Kohen Gadol gets five of them. All right, let's stop here. Naf Yudches, the Mishnah Naf Yudches. The Yemosru Loi Zikenim, Mizikne Bezdin. Hey, they gave over now the Kohen Gadol the Zkenim from the Ziknei Bezdin, means the older people from the Bezdin HaGodol, the Kerven Lofon of the Seder HaYoyim. And they used to teach the Kohen Gadol the Seder HaYoyim. They used to teach him the Korban, the Parsha in the Torah, but Achrei Mois, the different Korbanos, what you have to do on Yom Kippur. This was done on Erev Yom Kippur, or the 7 days before. The Yom Mimlo, they would say to the Kohen Gadol, Ishi Kohen Gadol, like the Chosh of a person, the Kohen Gadol, Ishi is Lashon Chashivas. And Rashi says, Adoni, like my master, Kohen Gadol, Kro Ato Beficha, you should read the Psukim yourself with your own mouth. Shem Oshachachta, because maybe you forgot them. No, like prepare yourself now before Yom Kippur, before you're going to do the Avodah Sayyim, make sure you learn through the Chumash to know exactly how you have to do it. Or Shem Alelo Marato, or else maybe you never even learned these Psukim. Therefore, we're telling you right now, go to learn these Psukim. Now, the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha, how could you say that to the Kohen Gadol? Like you're making the Kohen Gadol, Masami is a Chosh of a person. How could you tell him, learn the Parshas Achrei Mois now, because maybe you never learned it? Like, what are they doing being a Kohen Gadol? How the Gemara will ask this question. So Rashi says, Kerven the fun of the Seder Ayyim mean Parshas Achrei Mois. V'chein kol Shiva Seyavim. Well, clearly, all the 7 days that we set aside the Kohen Gadol from his house into the Leshkas Parhedrin, we teach him, we tell him to say over the Parshas of Chumash about the Avodas Yom Kippur. Now, Erev Yom Kippurim, on Erev Yom Kippur, Shachris in the morning, Ma'amidin Oisai B'Shar Mizruch, we bring him to the east gate of the Azorah, of the Chotzer of the Azorah, U'Ma'avir in the front of, and we bring in front of him different type of animals, that it should be ruggled to know the different type of animals to bring the Karbonis tomorrow. We bring in front of him Purim, the oxes, the Elim, and the rams, U'Kvosim, and the lambs. We bring in front of him. The moral of the Kasher, why do we leave out the Ezim, the goats? We're bringing in front of him an Erev Yom Kippur, Purim ve'elim ukfosim. Kidei shiye makir v'rogo b'avoida. He should be makir, should be able to realize, to see, to know the difference in different type of animals. And he should be rogo to know how to do the avoida on Yom Kippur. Now, kol shiva sayomim. All these 7 days of the mitzvah's prisham, lohoyu moinim imenu maichol u'mishta. We didn't stop him from eating whatever he wanted or to drink. Whatever he wanted to eat or to drink, he was allowed to eat in the Beis Hamikdash during these 7 days. Marshenken Erev Yom Kippur. Imcha Sheikha, when it came on Erev Yom Kippur, when everybody usually has the Suda Masekis, you have before Shkia, when you have your Suda, by the Kohen Gadol, Lohoyu Manicha Noise Lechel Harbi. They didn't let him eat a lot, Bishas the Suda Samasekis. Before Shkia, he wasn't allowed to eat a lot on Erev Yom Kippur. Lohoyu Manicha Noise Lechel Harbi. Because he will eat a lot, he'll fall asleep. And we'll say we wanted the Kohen Gadol to stay up all night. On Yom Kippur by night, he didn't go to sleep. Because we were afraid maybe he'll become a Bakeri, so we used to keep him up the whole night. So today he shouldn't fall asleep throughout the night. We made sure not to give him too much heat right before Yom Kippur. Today he shouldn't be tired not to fall asleep. So Rashi says, Shiei Makir, Mizboinin Bebehemos Ho'iveris Lefonov, let him look at these animals that are going past him. Lo se saliba to put to his heart. Bilcha seder hayom. That when he sees each animal, he'll see the par, he'll see the kvosim, he'll see the elim, he'll remember to know this is the karbonos I have to bring tomorrow, and he'll remember the halacha is exactly how to bring each carbon the way you're supposed to. So that's the Gemara. Bishle Moshe Moshechachtom. It's good why the ziknei bezdin. This came from the bezdin, the bezna godom. This upon the Sanhedrin. From the Sanhedrin, come and tell the Kohen Gadol, Shem Shachachta, we tell you, read over these psukim, because maybe you forgot them. L'chaye, that can happen, it's possible, even though he was a Talmud Chochem, he learned it once, but it's possible he forgot it. El Shem Alo Lamarato, but how could you tell him, maybe you never learned it, that's why we want to teach you now, like to read now, the Pashas of Chumash of Achrei Mois. For the Gemara, Mimuk Minan Ki Hai Gavna, do we put such a person to be the Kohen Gadol, if he never learned Pashas Achrei Mois? And by the time you learned in the Pasuk says, V'ha-koyen ha-godol me-yechov, that the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be bigger than all his brothers. What does that mean? She-yeh-godol me-yechov, the Kohen Gadol, the one you appoint, he should be bigger than all his brothers. V'koyach, he should be stronger. V'noy, he should look nicer. V'chochma, that's clearly he has to be more smarter. He has to be a bigger Talmud Chochem. U'v'oisher, and he should be richer. Acherim marim, some say, Minayin shim'ein loy, she-ochev ha-kanem me-gadol noisoy. How do we know if the Kohen Gadol is not so rich that the other brothers have a chiyuv to give him money to make him rich? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'ha-koyen ha-godol me-yechov. That means, God leyo mishel ochiv. You have to make him big from the brothers. So if he's not so rich, you have to give him money. All the brothers, all the other Kohanim, have to give the Kohen Gadol money to make him rich. The Akol Purim, it says clearly, who's the Kohen Gadol? He has to be the biggest Chochem Pashid. He has to be a big Talmud Chochem. So how could it be that he never even learned the Pashas of Achrimais? That we could tell him, Shem Olele Marata, maybe he didn't learn? Of course he learned it. Now the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Lekasha, there's no Kasha. I tell you, Kan B'Mikdash Rishon, Kan B'Mikdash Sheni. It depends. By the base of Mikdash Rishon, they were tzaddikim. The Kanim Gedolim were tzaddikim. They were takol Talmid Chachamim. Mashenk, like we had before already, by the base of Mikdash Sheni, they weren't such tzaddikim. They used to pay their way in. Whoever was rich and paid money to become Kohen Gadol. So it's possible they did not even learn the Parshas Achrimais. That's why we tell them, maybe you never learned it. We'll teach it to you now. Why the Yomer Rabasi? Rabasi said over that Tirkava the Dinri, this was a big pile of money. Tirkava was like a mountain measurement, like a pound of the Dinri, of the silver of coins. The dinner, Trashi Dinner Zuvim, of golden coins. Ailo le Marasa Bas Besum, that this person, Marasa Bas Besum, gave le Yanai Malka, gave to the king Yanai, al the Ukme le Yeshua ben Gamla Bakani Ravavi. As he paid, Marasa Bas Besum, paid money to the king that they should make Yeshua ben Gamla the Kohen Gadol. So Mashi, even though maybe he wasn't royal to be, still they paid money that he should be. So you see in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they used to pay money to make people become the Kohen Gadol. So even though maybe he wasn't such a big Talmud Chacham, still they made him. Therefore we are asking him, Shem Olele Marata. So Rashi says, Bemikdash Rishon, Lo Hemidu Ela Piyat Torah, Kahanim Mugonim. B'shas the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, like we learned before, they all used to live a nice long life because they were tzaddikim. They appointed the right people to be the Kohen Gadol. Mashenkin, the Bayi Sheni, they didn't live out. They every year come out, they changed Kohanim Gedolim. Marsa Bas Baisam Almona Ashira Hoysa, she was a rich Almona. Ve'kidsho Yeshua Ben Gamla V'nosna Momin Liana, she wanted to make Yeshua Ben Gamla be the Kohen Gadol, and she gave money to Yanai HaMelech V'minil Lias Kohen Gadol. And how much was it? Tarkava Chatzi Sor, that's what how much it was, of Dinre Zuvin, of golden coins. Yeah. Well, Tosfos speaks out real the Shalom. One Gemara says that Yeshua ben Gamla was a big tzaddik. He was Machzor Torah L'Yoshna, it says. How come here it's Mashmi? He wasn't such a big tzaddik. So some of Farshim say there were two Yeshua ben Gamlas. Then the Tosfos wants to say that the last Torah he says is that Mikomokim ho yubalei Torah v'chashuvim imenu uruyin limlis yoser. Even though he was a Talmud Chacham, also was a chashuv person, but there were people that were more chashuv than him. And al pi din Torah, he wasn't supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. Al pi din Torah, he's supposed to make the Kohen Gadol the most chashuv or the biggest Talmud Chacham there is of the Kohanim. So therefore, he had to pay his way in. Right. Erev Yom HaKippurim Shachris. Now, in Erev Yom Kippur Shachris, they used to bring in front of him these different animals that it should be rogel to do the avodah on Yom Kippur. Maratona, af hasirim. In the Brice it says that he also brought goats in front of him, also serim, serizim. For the more of a Tana Vidan, my time will atone serim. How come an Al Mishnah doesn't say they brought in front of the Kohen Gadol on Erev Yom Kippur serim goats? It only says they brought porim, the elim, rams, ukvosim, and limbs. And the Gemara, kivon di al chet kosoi, since the serizim came because of a chet, it was like a chatis, it was come to be chapor and chatoyim, chol shadaitoi. We were afraid maybe the Kohen Gadol will have a Kalishas Adas. Like, he'll feel very bad. He'll see that Klai Yisrael did so many Chatoyim, he'll be worried about being the Kohen Gadol. So you don't want to bring in front of him the Sirizim before Yom Kippur. So the Mori Hochi, if so, Par Nami Al Chetu Diyosi. The Par also we shouldn't bring in front of the Kohen Gadol Erev Yom Kippur. Because the Par that he brought on Yom Kippur was also a Chatis, was also Mechapra on the Chatoyim. And the Gemara Par, Kivon the Olov. You know what the par came? That was the kapara for all the kahanim, for the Kohen Gadol, and all the other kahanim. For their chatoyim, this par was mechaper. Now, biyachiv hakahanim. So we say like this, if there would have been one other kohen that did chatoyim, did something bad, made the yedile, mistam of the kahanim know one another, so the Kohen Gadol would find out about it that one kohen did something wrong, or mahadalei b'tshuva, and they would tell him to do tshuva. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol is not so afraid, he doesn't feel bad on Erev Yom Kippur, to know he has to bring this par to Mechapa for himself and for all the other Kohanim. Because he figures if anybody did anything wrong, he'll zich like make him do tshuva before Yom Kippur. So like for sure the carbon will be mechuper, will be mekubal on Yom Kippur. Ma'ashenken b'kuli Yisrael, the series that came for Kapara. For the Oklai Yisrael, lo yoda, and that he doesn't know which Yidin did a chet. So then the Kohen Gadol will have a chlishis adas. He doesn't know how many Yidin did chatoyim. He doesn't know if he'll be able to make them do tshuva. Maybe they won't do tshuva. Maybe the korban won't be mekubal the way it was supposed to. So therefore, that would scare the Kohen Gadol. Ma'ashenken, just the par that has to come for the Kohanim, that he wasn't so afraid of the Kohen Gadol. He would watch it. If any other Kohanim did something wrong, he would be machzal l'tshuva. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Hainu d'yamar yinshi. From here we see what people say over him, that I bar achticho, dailo, if your sister's son, like your nephew, if he becomes dailo, if he becomes like a lifted up trashi shreiter amelach, if he becomes like a policeman for the king, he gets appointed to take care of the king's matters. Don't be seen in front of him in the shuk. Don't let him see you. So what's the pshat? Why not? So Rashi says, since he was like your nephew, he knows you. As like we see from here, the Kohen Gadol knows all his brothers, all the Kohanim. So in Mekreivim, you know one another. Here, if your nephew becomes a shaiter, a policeman in charge for the kayin, for the melech, you have to be afraid, since he knows all the money you make, is bokiyu b'yashrechov masechon limsay alila ligva simcha mamon. You have to be afraid, maybe he'll take it out on you, and he'll make some trouble for you to get away your money. But now he's in position, now he has the job. So since he knows you well, he knows all the money you make, if you do anything not right, he'll make a lila, he'll get it away from you. So you have to be afraid of him. In other words, pshat is that Kroivim know what's doing one and another. So here also the Kohen Gadol knows what's doing with all his brothers, all the other Kohanim. So here we say if anybody did a chet, he would make them do tshuva. Right. Kol shivas hayomim lohoyimoinim. All the 7 days of the May Prisha, we did not stop him from eating whatever he wanted to. Only on Erev Yom Kippur, we didn't let him eat too much by the Sudasan of Sekis. Maratanya, Rev Yehude ben Nekusi Oimer. Ma'achila noisoi silsois ubeitzim. We used to let him eat only flour and eggs. That's what we would give him. Rashi says, ma'achila noisoi erev yom kippurim shachris. As even on erev yom kippur, in the morning also, we didn't let him eat whatever he wanted. We gave him a certain menu for breakfast. We give him flour and eggs. Kidei lamas me sachila shibameyev. To let it may get liquidy, any food he has in his stomach, let it come out. L'shol shaloi. So it starach in the kavla machoris. Today he shouldn't have to go to tomorrow to the Beis HaKisein, so he tried to make it that everything should come out today. Because like we'll see later, whenever he had to go to Bimato Meraglayim or anything on Yom Kippur, he had to do a special Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and he had to go to the Tefillah, a mikveh in between. So not to be matriach himself on Yom Kippur, we try to make him eat things on Erev Yom Kippur that will make him go fast, so that he'll empty out before Yom Kippur. He won't have to go on Yom Kippur. So we used to give him for Shachris, Silsai Subeitzim, to give him flour and eggs. Kedei Lamas Mesoi, to make him go fast. Omru loy, so they said back to them, no, that's not a good eitzah. Kol shechein shatu mevu dechimim. If you give him this type of a food of eggs, tida and Yom Kippur, we're afraid maybe his body will come hot from that, and it'll make him become a balkari at night. So we have to give him foods that doesn't make the body hot. So drashu dechimim, shall carry, shall sil soy su beitzim marber mesazera. If you eat flour and eggs, that makes you have a lot of zera, that can make the Kohen Gadol become a balkari at night. So therefore, we shouldn't give him these foods to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Tanya Sumcha Soima, Sumchas used to say, Mishum Rabbi Meir, in the name of Rabbi Meir, Ein Machilu Noisoi Loi Abya, V'yamrilo Loi Abya. We'll soon see what this is. V'yeshayim, some say, Af Loyayin Lovin. We don't give him white wine to drink either on Erev Yom Kippur. Now what's Loi Abya? What does that mean? Loi Esrig. We don't let him eat an Esrig. Mashmash all something bad to be married with the Zerah. He can't eat an Esrig. For loy beitzim, you can't give him eggs, teeth, and Erev Yom Kippur. For loy yayin yoshin, you can't give him old wine. For yamrilo, and some say loy avyo, what does that mean? Loy esrig, the same thing. For loy beitzim, for loy bosa shumin, you can't give him fatty meat. Fatty meat is also no good, it'll make him become a balkari. For loy yayin yoshin, you can't give him old wine. For yesh omrim, some say, af loy yayin lovin, you can't even give him white wine, that's also no good. Nivnei sha yayin lovin, maybe yes, odin with a tumor. Because by drinking white wine, it'll also make a person come about carry. Rashi, Avi of Yavios, Simonim, the forest will be Yozel.
Right, the Tana Rabbon, we learned in the Braisa. Zav, Tolin Loi B'Meichel. A person that's a Zav, we have to make sure that what caused the Zav Zivus to come out of his body. We have to check out to see if it came up with a Meichel or not. He's Tolin Loi B'Meichel, V'chol Mine Meichel, any type of a food, that if we could say if he ate too much, that's what made him have the Zivus, the Loch was he's not Tommy then. He doesn't have a din tuma shiva, and he doesn't have to bring a korban. The loch of a man that's a zav is like this. The first time you see zavus, we now want you just like a regular balkeri. You only tummy one day. When you see it two times in a row, then we say you tummy for 7 days. And when you see it three times, then you have to bring a korban after the 7 days. Now that what we see if you say two times in a row, you have tuma zav, you tummy for 7 days, that's only if it's not machmas oinis. That means nothing forced it to happen. But if you ate certain type of food that warms up your body, that made you see the zivus, then you're not tummy, there's din zav. You only have a tumma of about keri, but not a tumma zav. Because tumma zav will soon see the posik, it has to come by itself, and not that an onus, something forced it to happen. So therefore, tolin loy b'maychol, we check you out to see if it wasn't the food you ate that made you become a zav. And then you don't have this tumma. Rashi says, zav tolin loy b'maychol, imochol maychol harbi, if you ate a lot of food, mikol min shu tolin loymar, shemach mes roiv maychol royim, if we could say because of this food that he ate, that's what caused him to see the zavus, zivus, v'yena zavla tumma, shiva, then the lochris is not tomei for 7 days, ula korbin. If it happens 3 days, he doesn't have to bring a korbin. The yasiv, the pasuk says, v'soroi, that the zav comes out of his body, out of his basar, v'loi machmas oinsoi, and not if something forced it to happen. But there are a few ways how you check him out. He couldn't have jumped that day. If he jumps a lot that day, that could also cause it. If he ate too much, if he was sick, but the first time you see it, the tumas bakeri that you do have, even b'yoynis, you have a tumas bakeri. They're not the same thing. What comes out of the body, the keri and the zoiv. They don't even look alike. Zoiv looks like, may betzek means the dough that you make from barley. If you have barley dough and you soak the barley in water, the way it looks, that's the way zivus looks. V'yena kosher, it's not so tight, not so like jelly. Ela kaluben beitza mozeres, like beated up the white of an egg. V'shichva zera, mashenken shichva zera, that's kosher, that's more jellied up, that's more tighter. Kaluben beitza shen mozeres, like the white of an egg that's not beaten up. So kids, there are two different things, zav and ziva, zivos and bakeri, but every time you have a tumas bakeri, that's for sure. Just if you see two times in a row zivos, and it's not machmas meichel, it comes out by itself, then you tummy for 7 days by a man. Fighter. So this is the loch of the zav. Now, Eloza ben Pinchas Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Ein machilu noisoi, loi chagviya, v'loi gvad. We'll soon see what that is. V'loi kol dvorm hamavil l'dei tumma. So Rashi learns, the bottom Rashi goes on, Ein machil noise b'yimei p'dikosei. Means we're not going back to our mission of the Kohen Gadol on Erev Yom Kippur, we're going back to a Zav. If somebody did become a Zav, he saw two times in a row, or three times in a row, the Lachar is he can't become Tor until he has Shivas Nakiyim. He has to check himself all the next 7 days to make sure nothing comes out. Now these 7 days, we don't feed him certain foods because we don't want him to see more. So what do? We don't feed him loy. We don't let him eat any type of foods that make his body become hot, that can make him become a bakeri. What does it mean now? Loi chagviya means loi chola. We don't let him drink milk. Loi gvina, not cheese. Loi beitza, not eggs. Loi yaina, not wine. These things are bad to make you see zivus or bakeri. Loi gvam, what does that mean? May grisin. We don't let you eat his beans or bean soup. Shell pull, made from these type of beans. Or bosa shumin, or else fatty meat. Or marayas, that's the juice that comes out of the fish. For loy kol dvorim hamevinu de tuma, and not anything that heats up your body makes you come with a tuma. What does that mean? Lasu yamai, lasu yuhad the Torah rabbonin. It comes to include the next few things also, that this person that was a zav, and now the next 7 days he wants to become tor, that he has to check himself every day, he's not supposed to eat any one of these foods during those 7 days. What are we coming to include? The Tana Rabbonin. Chamisha dvarim mevilim es odem v'dei tuma. There are five more things that if you eat these five things, it could also bring your body hot and it'll make l'dei tuma cause you to be a balkeri. V'yeluhein, these are these five things. Hashum, if you eat garlic is no good. V'hashichlayim, another type of a grass, another type of a herd. V'chalaglugo.